With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police say an Idaho man had plans to attack churches.
Alexander Scott Mercurio had planned to attack churches in northern Idaho City using a metal pipe, butane fuel, a machete, and possibly his father's guns. Authorities say Mercurio converted to Islam against his Christian parents' wishes and was in contact with FBI informants posing as Islamic State Group supporters. In sworn testimony from one FBI agent, Mercurio said he intended to incapacitate his father with the pipe, handcuff him, and steal his guns and carry out the attack. Law enforcement moved to arrest Mercurio after he sent an audio file to the informant pledging his allegiance to the Islamic State Group. If he's convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells lawmakers that the U.S. has not seen any evidence that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. The Senate Armed Services Committee hearing was interrupted several times by pro-Hamas protesters demanding the U.S. end support for Israel. Austin also declined to characterize Hamas's October terror attack on Israel as genocide, although he called it a war crime. Also at SRNnews.com, lawmakers are one step closer to passing sweeping legislation to protect Americans' privacy.
It's unusual for a bill to draw bicameral and bipartisan input and support, but the American Privacy Rights Act of 2024 is doing just that. It now enjoys support from the chairs of both the House and Senate Commerce Committees. Both will separately mark up their own versions of the bill, but each will center on the goal of giving Americans more control over their personal data. Bob Agner reporting.
A near total ban on abortions is set to take effect in Arizona. The Supreme Court there said the state can enforce its long dormant law, making abortion illegal in all cases except when a mother's life is at stake. This is SRN News. Congress gets a letter.
It comes from more than 100 religious freedom activists, and they're calling on lawmakers to pass a resolution addressing the decline of religious liberty around the globe. The signatories want the U.S. to make freedom of conscience, quote, an utmost priority in foreign policy, holding violators accountable using all diplomatic tools. In fact, such a resolution is already under consideration in the Senate, but it lacks momentum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would have barred males from competing against females in sports has failed. The measure, which also would have kept boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, was defeated by a Democratic filibuster. Nebraska Republicans vow to try again next year. At least 24 states have laws barring males from joining female sports teams, including five of the six states that border Nebraska. 11 states, including Iowa and Kansas, have adopted laws as well. This is SRN News. Ireland has a new prime minister. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Irish lawmaker Simon Harris has been elected prime minister by a vote in Parliament. At 37, he's the country's youngest ever leader. He succeeds Leo Varadkar, who unexpectedly resigned last month. The new leader faces challenges including a strained health service, soaring housing costs, and an exodus of lawmakers from his centre-right Fianna Fáil party. Harris has said he plans to keep the coalition government in Ireland going until March 2025, when an election must be held. Opposition parties say the Irish public deserves an earlier election. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Norfolk Southern reaches a major settlement following the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The $600 million settlement would resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius of the derailment. More details at SRNnews.com.